sound of this here in Pratt, the Class 2-1-A State Softball Championship game, and it's live right here on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Tedman live and on location. Neil Weiland, our studio producer, doing the Lord's work here on KAIR-FM and the MSC Sports Radio Network. The defending champion, McLeod Bulldogs, a win away from a repeat title. Standing in their way is Cedar Vale Dexter, the number 2 seed in the field. Let's get you the lineup cards for this state championship game here tonight in Pratt. First, for the Spartans at 24-3, 10-3 winner over Thomas More Prep in round one. They beat Onega in 8 innings, 5-4 in the semifinals earlier today. Gracie Webb will lead it off. She'll be at shortstop. Jessen Vogel will be at first base and batting second. Zoe Davidson inside the circle and will bat third. Kendall Graham, the DP, she'll bat cleanup. Kylie Bragg, the third baseman, bats fifth. Micah Brown catching and batting sixth. Bailey Hedgecock in left field and batting seventh. Caitlin Buxton in right field, she'll bat eighth. And Edie Boatman in center field batting ninth, with Riley Schalk, the second baseman, in the flex position and not batting. So again, for the 24-3 Spartans and the 2-seed Cedar Vale Dexter, Webb at short, Vogel at first, Davidson pitching, Graham the DP, Bragg at third, Brown catching, Hedgecock in left, Buxton in right, Boatman in center, and Schalk defensively at second base. For the defending champion, McLeod Bulldogs at 27-2, under head coach Ballard Patterson, 2-run rule wins here in the first two games. Maybe Pratt Skyline 15-0 in the first round yesterday in 3 innings. And then earlier today, 5 innings, 11-0 against the Teutons of Inman. Same lineup, it goes like this. Crescenda Bandel at shortstop, she'll lead things off. Summer Wyatt at center field, she'll bat second. Danny Lee, sensational pitcher, back inside the circle. Marissa Carey bats third, she'll be in the cleanup spot. Leanna Patch, she'll catch and bat fifth. Leanna Larson at second base, she'll be at the number 6 spot in the order. Elizabeth Zabelka at first, she'll bat 7th. Abby Patson left, she'll bat 8th. And Charlie Coffin rounding it out in right field and batting 9th. Again, under head coach Ballard Patterson, 341 career wins since the mid-2000s, and now 27-2 and a chance at a repeat title. Bandel at short, Wyatt in center, Lee pitching. Carey at third, Pats the catcher, Larson at second. Sabelka at first, Abby Patson left, Charlie Coffin is in right. A final timeout. First pitch of the state championship game is on the way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Communication online at giantcomm.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It all comes down to this, the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship game. The top seed in 27-2, McLeod Bulldogs looking to repeat as the state champs. In their way, the 2-seed Spartans from Cedar Vale Dexter at 24-3. Again, good evening to you and to all here in Pratt. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, as we are moments away from the first pitch. Head coach Ballard Patterson looking for a second straight state championship, and his 242nd win of his career comes in with a 341-46 record, good for 88% on the win percentage. The home team Bulldogs take the field, and the best in the state, Danny Lee, inside the circle once again. Two perfect outings in her first two games, and now the biggest one here in her junior campaign. The Liberty softball commits, and the Bulldogs here, chance to repeat as your state champion. Cedarvale Dexter at 24-3, defeated Thomas More Prep 10-3 in their first round game. Or correction, they beat, beg your pardon, that was St. Mary's Colgan in the first round, beg your pardon. And then it was a win over Onega, a wild game in the semifinals earlier today, 5-4. That went to eight innings, but they rallied with two runs in the bottom of the eighth to get to this game against the defending champs. It'll be Gracie Webb, Jessen Vogel, and Zoe Davidson, arguably the two best pitchers left in this tournament, or really entering the tournament, with Davidson and Danny Lee duking it out here for a state title on the line. Gracie Webb, the shortstop, will step in from the right side against the Liberty commits, and Danny Lee. There hasn't been a cloud in the sky here in Pratt all day. A slight breeze continues to gust in towards the third base dugout where the Bulldogs reside under head coach Ballard Patterson. Cedarvale Dexter coached by KB Chris. Webb steps in from the right side. Lee gets the call, swings it through and fires. And a swing and a miss. And the state championship is underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. No balls and one strike. All black jerseys for the Spartans, trimmed in yellow. Next pitch by Lee, a high fastball, and Webb swinging through it and missing all of it. And quickly, 0-2. Well, the strikeout numbers absurd for Danny Lee once again. More than doubled her total from last year, although she has pitched a lot more innings than last year. The reigning 2-1-A player of the year, and a swing and a miss. Picking up where she left off earlier today, a strikeout for Danny Lee, and one up and one down here in the top of the first. Jessen Vogel, the first baseman, steps in. Bulldogs rocking their white uniform tops, black pants, yellow belts. Bulldogs across the front of the uniforms. Danny Lee, jersey number 11. A swing and a miss by Vogel for strike number one. Defense fairly straight up for the most part. Outfield pretty much centered between the end of the dirt and the fence. Next pitch in there for a strike call, and quickly 0-2. Five straight in the strike zone for Danny Lee to start. Sets at the hip and fires, and a swing and a miss, and down goes Vogel. Six strikes, two strikeouts, two up and two down here in the top of the first. Here is a great matchup here with Danny Lee and Zoe Davidson. And Davidson entered this tournament with 98 plate appearances and only striking out four times. This is a hard batter to strike out, but if anyone could do it, certainly it would be Danny Lee. She'll throw an off-speed pitch that's high. The first ball outside the zone, it's 1-0. The Bulldogs have won 68 of their last 74 games going back to the start of 2022. There's the swing and a miss. The fastball running up inside. It's one ball and one strike.
Up to bat 21, Zoe Davidson.
Four straight league titles in the NEKL. They haven't lost a league game since 2021. And, of course, the defending 2-1-A state champs. There's another swing and miss by Davidson on a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. And a chance, just like the first two games of the tournament, Lee an opportunity to strike out the side in the first. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. Good cut. And just getting a piece to stay alive is Zoe Davidson. Boy, that semifinal win for the Spartans over Onega earlier today, 5-4 in eight innings, was an absolute thriller. A 1-2. Popped up, right side, playable though. This is Larson at second base, and it's out of her glove. The wind certainly had a factor there, but that's going to be an error. So an error by Larson at second base will get Kendall Graham, the DP, inside the box. The runner at first, two down, no score, top one. 2-1-A state title game here in Pratt. Graham steps in, back in the box, pretty straight up with the stance. And a foul ball there on the first pitch, makes it 0-1. Appreciate Neil Weiland's hard work all throughout this state tournament coverage back in our care studios in Atchison. And as he mentioned earlier, happy early start to your holiday weekend. Some might already be out on the boats, taking in the nice sunshine here in this area. No balls and one strike, two outs and one on. Pitch runs up inside, and it's called strike number two. So still a chance to strike out the side, despite a two-out error allowing Davidson to be at first. Danny Lee swings it, fires it, and strikes out the side in the first. Once again, a swing and a miss by Graham, and that retires the side. So a two-out error does no harm. It's the 2-1-A state championship, no score to the bottom of the first we go.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at GiantCOMM.net.
Oh, a two-out error does no harm, and we head to the home first. McLeod and Cedarvale Dexter in the 2-1-A state championship game here on KAIR-FM. Brandon Tabman, Neil Weiland with you. Bulldogs looking to repeat. The three strikeouts in the first inning for Danny Lee. Her season total now, 279. And wait till we give you the stats when Danny Lee comes up here in the bottom of the first. It's a record-setting season for the junior Liberty softball commit. But here's Crescenda Vandell, just as good of a season. All-state a year ago. Steps in from the left side against a very good Zoe Davidson. And flaps it to the left side, fielded by Webb. The throw to first is in time. A rare Vandell out. Anytime she puts it in play, 9 out of 10 times, she is going to beat that throw. But she hit it so hard, and Webb made such an accurate and fire throw. And it got Vandell for the first out. So Vandell 6-3. Here's Summer Wyatt, the center fielder, batting from the right side against Zoe Davidson. And the first pitch popped up out of play for strike one. Davidson had a 19-1 record inside the circle during the regular season. And pitched, obviously, in the 8-inning win, all 8 innings, in the win against Onega in the semifinals here earlier today. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the first, no score. Wyatt in for the first time against Davidson. McLeod beat Pratt Skyline yesterday 15-0 in 3 innings and beat Inman 11-0 in 5 innings in the first game of today's action. Pitch by Davidson high, 1-1. Danny Lee due up next. And what could be a record-setting day for Danny Lee. 1-1 here on Wyatt, the pitch. Pops it up, foul territory, and out of play. 1-2. Well, McLeod's run to a state championship last season included a perfect 26-0 record. Their two losses this year were to 3A defending champs in Rossville. The pitch, hit well left side, and it's going to drop in for a base hit on a two-strike count. Wyatt comes through, ropes it to left, and a one-out single puts her on. So here's Dani Lee. She hit two home runs against Pratt Skyline yesterday. She hit a home run in the game against Inman today, which put her at 18 on the year. That ties the single-season state record for home runs, and wow, I'm not shocked. They're going to intentionally walk her. Moans and groans from the crowd, but I've said it once, I've said it twice, and I'll say it again. Your best chance is probably just to walk her and deal with the rest outside of it. Although, Coach Patterson, he knows the rest of his lineup is just as solid. So two on and one out. And the first pitch to Marissa Carey is low for ball one. That doesn't shock me. Again, intentionally walking Dani Lee. And that'll be a sad story if they decide to do that the entire game and won't give her a chance to potentially break a state record. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Leanna Patsu up next. Wyatt at second, Lee at first. One out, no score. Bottom of the first here in the state championship game. Carey from the right side shows butt, pulls back, and takes one outside for a ball. It's 2-1. The Spartan fans didn't like the ball call there. But 2-1. Davidson sets at the hip and fires, and the pitch is high. 3-1. An opportunity for the Bulldogs to strike first. Trying to hoist a second consecutive banner for the school. Here's a 3-1, and it runs inside, ball four. Bases loaded, one out for Leanna Pat, who hit a home run in the game yesterday. Has a big-time opportunity. Bases juiced, one out, no score, bottom one. Wyatt at third, Lee at second, Carey at first. The catcher, Leanna Pats. Rocking and rolling from the right side. Davidson's pitch, fouled straight back at 0-1. With how good Dani Lee is inside the circle, if you're Davidson, you cannot let McLeod jump out to an early lead. His runs are going to be hard to come by against Lee. This one hit well. Shallow left field, and that baby drops in front of the left fielder in Hedgecock. Here comes Dani Lee, the throw, not in time. It's a two-run double for Leanna Pats, and the Bulldogs have jumped out to a 2-0 lead. They want to make sure that Brown, the catcher, is okay. Lee came sliding in and caught the legs and took it out from under her. She appears to be okay, but the big hit early in the game, a 2-RBI double for Leanna Pats. Carey goes first to third, 2-0 Bulldogs, still only one out. Here's Leanna Larson. Swinging at the first pitch, fouls it away, it's 0-1. Bandel with a rare ground out to begin the inning. Wyatt then singled on a two-strike count. They intentionally walked Dani Lee. Carey then walked, and then passed with a two-run double. Here's the 0-1 from Davidson. Popped up, pushing into foul territory, and it's into the bleachers. And that wind pushing it in that direction, the left side of the infield. Any batters from the left side who like to pull it, it'll be real hard to knife it through that wind. But a two-strike count here on Leanna Larson, second baseman for the Bulldogs. Two on and still only one out. 2-0 our score. The pitch. Little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Brown tried to frame it into the zone, but the umpire not buying that attempt. A 1-2 pitch on the way. And it runs inside, but a called strike three. Big second out. First strikeout for Davidson, and now it's up to Elizabeth Sabelka. Sabelka had a two-run double that finished off the game yesterday against Pratt Skyline. the final two runs of the game that forced the run rule at 15. But now a chance with two on. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Runner at third is Carey. Runner at second is Pats. Base hit would be huge to try to add a little bit more here in the bottom of the first. No one is swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. Davidson a chance to come back strong here. If she can get Sabelka after Pats had the two-run double. Checking over to the dugouts and checking the wristband. The right against right matchup here. The 0-2, a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Wyatt Lee have scored in the inning. The Bulldogs are out to a 2-0 advantage here in the state title game. A 1-2. Another one high, gets away. Here comes the runner, Carey. The play is in time. A wild pitch, but it got a good bounce off the netting, and that ends the inning. But Leanna Pats with a two-run double, and the defending champion Bulldogs have a 2-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Coverage of McLeod softball here at the state tournament powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, here we go. Inning number two. McLeod out to a 2-0 lead thanks to a two-run double by Leanna Pats in the home first. And the first pitch to Kylie Bragg runs inside, hits her in the left thigh. And Danny Lee giving up a leadoff base runner here in the second inning. That probably did not feel too good. That was a fastball with a lot of heat. Took it right on the outer portion of the left leg. And so Bragg at first with nobody out. Here's Micah Brown, the catcher. 2-0 Bulldogs here in the state championship game. Lee settles, lifts, fires, bunt shown, pulled back, and it gets away from Pat. That allows Bragg to take second base without a throw on the passed ball. So a runner in scoring position now with nobody out here for the Spartans. A rare pass ball getting by the ever surely Pat. So a bunt being shown here for Brown. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. She pulled it back. Tried to knife through it. Missed on the fastball. 1-1. Looking back into the dugouts. Bailey Hedgecock on deck. Danny Lee's 1-1 bunt is put down, and it goes foul. I've said it probably last year, and even probably in some coverage of McLeod earlier this year, but when you're facing Danny Lee, it's hard to catch up with those fastballs, so you see some of these games late in these important matchups where just putting a bunt down is your best option to try to get a runner on. There's a foul tip off the mask of Pats, and Brown just staying alive here. It's 1-2. Brown gets second base with nobody out. She was hit by a pitch to begin the frame and then got to second on a pass ball. Danny Lee struck out the side in the first. And a hard shot to the right side, fielded, played a first in time. It gets the runner to third. Nice play by Larson to stay on top of it, but Bragg goes up to third and now one out. So Hedgecock probably just want to get something in play to try to cut the deficit in half. Two nothing our score, Leanna Pats. A two-run double in the home first. The difference so far, still very early in this state title game. Lee's pitch is a swing and a miss to Hedgecock, and it's no balls and one strike. You don't get a ton of opportunities against Danny Lee. You get a runner at third with one out. You better get him in. Bunt shown, and it's popped up foul out of play. And it's 0-2, so not sure if Hedgecock wants to try that move again with the potential for an out if a bunt attempt goes foul. Bragg at third. Brown grounded out in the last at bat, and now Hedgecock quickly finds herself behind Lee at 0-2, and that's not going to put yourself in a favorable position. Lee toes the rubber with the right foot, middle of it. Lifts and fires, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hedgecock. A big second out, and strikeout number four in the game. And for the season, strikeout 280. That is not an exaggeration. That is an actual number. We will keep tally on that throughout this game. Two outs, runner at third. There's a swing and a miss by Buxton. And she is down quickly 0-1. Caitlin Buxton, the right fielder. Bragg at third base was hit by a pitch to start the frame. Got the second on the pass ball. Then on Brown's ground out, able to get to third. And then Hedgecock struck out after that. There's a swing and a miss. And Buxton quickly in the hole at 0-2. Calm, cool, collective inside the circle with Lee. Just trying to get out of it with another goose egg on the board. Lee sets the belt, swings it through. Strike three, swinging right through it. And the Spartans strand a runner at third base, and we stay a 2-0 game. To the home second we go. It's the state championship right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
The Spartans get a runner at third with one out, but unable to score. McLaus leads still 2-0 as we go to the home second. Class 2-1A State Softball Championship in Pratt. Elizabeth Sabelka, Abby Patch, Charlie Coffin. And Zoe Davidson, first pitch to Sabelka is low for ball number one. Sabelka was up in the last inning, but Carey tried to score on a pass ball and was thrown out at home to end the frame, so she's back up here to start the second. Big pitch on the outside corner, called strike, and it's 1-1. McLeod defeated St. Mary's in the state championship game last year by a 3-0 final. That pitch high, 2-1. But right now, 1.5 in. They have a 2-0 lead thanks to Leanna Pat and her 2-run double in the first. Here's the pitch. Check swing went right through it, and it's called strike. And it's 2-2. Defensively behind David, Bragg at third, Webb at short, Chalk at second, Vogel at first, Brown the catcher, Hedgecock in left, Boatman in center, Buxton in right. I think Davidson's asking the umpire for a different ball. Didn't like the one she had, so we'll get a new one. See if Sabelka can protect even Steven Cow, 2-2. Just getting going, bottom of the second. McLeod 2, and the Spartans nothing. The umpire, mask back on, and we are good to go. Shout out to this crew. They've been rotating through the four games today. And a good eye. Pitches high, and the count runs full at 3-2. They intentionally walked Danny Lee in the first, and then Davidson followed that by walking Carey, so danger of walking her third, and that one's low, ball four. Good at bat for Sabelka, and the leadoff runner at first base for McLeod, and here's Abby Pat. The left fielder, Abby Pat. Runner at first, nobody out. Puts a bunt down, but it's foul. No balls and one strike. Now, Cedarvale, Dexter. Again, the Spartans under head coach KB Chris. Second trip to the States since the two schools combined for athletics, the other time since 2015. And a bunt was shown, and Pats pulls back, but it's a called strike on the outside corner. And now Abby Pats behind at no balls and two strikes. It's the call down the third baseline, and an 0-2 is swung on and missed. And down goes Abby Pats for the first out here in the second. Here's Charlie Coffin, the right fielder. That is the second strikeout for Davidson. Sabelka at first base with a leadoff walk. Right versus left matchup here. There's the swing and a miss by Coffin for strike one. Crescenda Bandel on deck. The breeze continues. The flag in center blowing straight left. And there's another bunt attempt put down, but foul. And just like Abby Patch trying to do so and unsuccessful early and falling behind at no balls and two strikes. Two nothing McLeod here in the bottom of the second inning. State championship. Here's the pitch. Hit well left side, but the wind's going to push it foul. And it stays no balls and two strikes. Well, the last game, that consolation game with Onega and Inman, I would guess 50 foul balls at least have found its way over the fence throughout the course of that game. Here's an 0-2. Another chopper, left side, picked up in fair territory, and everyone is safe. Bragg thought that she picked it up in foul territory, and that's going to be an infield hit, and now two on and one out. Here is Crescenda Bandel, a rare time where she put a ball in play and was thrown out at first. In her first at bat, it was a great play by Webb, the shortstop. And now Bandel up for a second time with two on and one out. Bulldogs leading 2-0. The pitch. Tries to put a bunt down. Did she pull back? She did. Ball one. Leadoff walk to Sabelka. Abby Patch striking out. And then an infield hit for Coffin. Two on. First and second. Here's the 1-0 to Bandel. Tried to put a bunt down again, pulled back, and it's two balls and no strikes. Smart, smart plays. Now Coach Chris for the Spartans. Going to have a meeting inside the circle. Be interesting to see what they do if Bandel, Wyatt are able to do something here. If you got multiple base runners on and you have a chance to get Lee back up there, who they again intentionally walked in her first at bat. She's just trying to break a state record, no biggie. And you know it ain't going to be a pitching change here. Davidson getting a quick talk. Coach Patterson talking to the two base runners on the third base side with Sabelka at second, Coffin at first. Good fan support for both of these teams. Cedarvale certainly a closer drive here to Pratt, but not close by any means. We were coming from Atchison on my end. It was a pretty much a direct four-hour trip. Here's a 2-0. Rowing outside, ball three. Summer Wyatt on deck. 2-0 McLeod here in the bottom of the second, but now threatening again with two on and just one out. And Vandell in the favor of a 3-0 count. Davidson, ball four. Pitch was high, and the bases are loaded for Summer Wyatt. With Danny Lee on deck, Sabelka goes to third, Coffin to second. Vandell rests at first base. Big opportunity for the Bulldogs to add to this lead. Well, let's just say the bases are loaded if Danny Lee comes up. Do you intentionally walk her for a free run? I don't know. We'll see. Then we got to see what Summer Wyatt can do here. First pitch to Wyatt. Ground ball left side. Fielded by Webb. Bobbles and can't make a play and everybody is safe. Wyatt drives in the run to make it 3-0. And now, here's the answer to my question. Well, the bases are loaded. If you decide to intentionally walk Lee, you bring in a run. I don't know if you want to do it. Davidson looking with the hand at the hip towards her dugout. Number 11, Danny Lee. Danny Lee, 18 home runs. It's tied a single-season state record. She has hit 3 in the tournament, 2 in the first-round game, and 1 in the semifinal earlier today. A 3-0 lead, still 1 out, bases juice. That first pitch was low. It's 1-0. You cannot leave it over the dish. There's a good hack, but a foul ball, and ooh, into the stands, almost landed into a cup. Would have been a heck of a catch. Man, it's 1-1. I think the fans know that a record could be shattered here. Coffin at third, Bandell at second, Wyatt at first. Next pitch runs inside, and it's 2-1. Bulldogs a chance to continue to add. It's a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Looking to repeat as the state champions. Big 2-1 coming up here for Davidson. Swinging it through. And it's rifled into the gap in right center field. It's absolute trouble for the Spartans. And it goes under the fence. It's a ground rule double. It would have swept all three, but fortunate for the Spartans, it went under the fence. So the runner in Wyatt has to go back to third. It's a 2-run double, and the Bulldogs lead it 5-0. Well, maybe you walk her and you just settle for the 1 run. You pitch to her. She rifles it into the gap in right center for a ground rule double. And it's now 5-0, still only 1 out. First pitch to Carey is in there for a strike.
Number 19, Mara Carey.
Walked in her first at bat and then was thrown out at home trying to steal when a ball got past the catcher in Brown. Still 2-1, second and third. There's a foul tip, and it's 0-2. And you look at Davidson's numbers, one of the best pitchers in this classification and getting rocked here early. 5 on the board, still only 1 out, but she does have carry down 0-2. Here's the pitch. And a foul ball to the right side, slicing out of play. Stays 0-2. Leanna Pats a 2-run double in the first. Wyatt, an RBI single here in the second. Lee, a two RBI double as well. A 5-0 lead in this state championship game, already surpassing their run total from the state championship last year when they beat St. Mary's 3-0. 5-0 right now. Pitch by Davidson. Swing and a miss. Down goes Carey. Big strikeout for out number two. And a chance here for Pats. Third strikeout for Davidson.
Number 18,
Anna Pats. The two-run double in the first. Got the scoring going. And a chance with runners at second and third. And now two down. Pitch by Davidson is a little bit high for ball one. Eighth batter to come up here in the inning for McLeod. But you keep giving Danny Lee runs to work with, it's going to be really tough on the Spartans here the rest of the way. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. Davidson just trying everything she can to get out of this with no more harm done. 2-0's taken all the way. It's belt high for a strike. And a pass now, 2-1. Pats has had a really good tournament as well with the plate. Home run in the game yesterday. Two RBI double here in the title game. Now a chance with two in scoring position. A 2-1. Ground ball left side on a hop, fielded by Bragg, and now has Lee in a pickle between second and third. Throw to third is not in time. They say the tag wasn't applied. Everyone's going to be safe, and it's 6-0. Wyatt's in from third. Pats has driven in three. Gets to second on the throw. That is steady base running for Danny Lee. The grounder was bobbled by Bragg. And by the time she picked it up, realized she didn't have a play at first, and then realized she had Lee in a pickle, tried to get her between second and third, but could not do so. It is now 6-0. Larson steps in, count 1-0. Bulldogs have batted around. They have scored 4 in the inning and lead 6-0. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, and it's 2-0. This is danger time for the Spartans. The last thing you wanted to do was spot multiple runs early. The Bulldogs can still add to what is now a 6-0 lead. Next pitch high, 3-0. It's the Belka due up next. Got this inning going with a walk and would eventually come around to score on the RBI single by Wyatt. Davidson right hand at the hip, just looking at the left wristband, trying to get out of it. Here's a 3-0. And it's low ball 4. A 4-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded once again. The Bulldogs have batted around, and now a meeting inside the circle. Players only for the infield for the Spartans. Danny Lee at third. Leanna Pass at second. Leanna Larson at first. Lee at third, trying to rev up the crowd here. The Bulldogs are feasting in the state title game. Looking for the repeat ship. 6-0 is one thing. Adding to it is another. Let's see if Sabelka can come through with two outs. Bases loaded. Pitch by Davidson. And it's inside. Called for a strike. It was close, but advantage Davidson, no balls and one strike. 10th batter to come up in the inning. 4 have scored, bases loaded with 2 down. Next pitch, also inside. This time the call favoring Sabelka, 1-1. Lee at third, Pats at second, Larson at first. That one right down the middle, and I think Sabelka upset with herself. She didn't take a hack, and it's 1-2. So now needs to protect Davidson, just trying to get out of it. 1-2, bases loaded in the pitch, and it's in there, strike 3. But damage done once again. Bases are left loaded, but four more score. All Bulldogs here in the title game. It's a 6-0 lead.
Taco John's valueless menu always gives you the most bang for your buck. For a limited time, get our new beefy tostada with perfectly seasoned 100% North American beef for $3, or our savory new refried bean tostada for just $2. With layers of cheddar, house-made pico de gallo, and queso fresco all atop a crispy tostada shell, it's also a lot of bang for your bite. New tostadas are here for a limited time, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Danny Lee back to work inside the circle. Bulldogs adding to their lead, 4 runs, 4 hits. They do leave the bases loaded in the second, but nonetheless, advantage Bulldogs. 6-0 against Cedarvale Dexter here as we go to the third in the Class 2-1A state championship game in prep. Brandon Tan and Neil Weiland here on KR 93.7 MSC Sports Radio Network. Appreciate it very much. All the help out these busy last couple of days. Here's Edie Boatman, number 9 in the order, leading it off against Danny Lee, and takes the first pitch, strike number 1. The strikeout counts for Danny Lee, 5 in this one, and for the season, 281. Goodness. Here's an 0-1. Swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2 to Boatman. I don't even think Danny Lee has given up 6 runs all season. But her team has a big advantage here in the third inning. And there's the swing and a miss. And down goes Boatman for the strikeout. 6 in the game, 282 on the season. Back to the top of the order here, Gracie Webb.
Number 10, Gracie Webb.
Gracie Webb entered the tournament. A 539 average. Swing and a miss at the first offering for strike 1. I mean, what can you do? You know, in TVL, in the football ranks, in 8-man, we have Axtell, who's won 3 straight state championships, has a chance for a 4-peat this season. Danny Lee is coming back next year. She is only a junior. Now, there are 3 really good seniors on this roster. Coach Patterson's going to lose, but you're going to bring back a 2-time player of the year and potentially pitcher of the year. And how about that defensive play, Leanna Patch? It's popped up, and she runs back into her left about 5 steps, reaching out to make the catch with a 2nd out. So 2 up and 2 down. And here's Jessen Vogel. Strikeout victim in her first at bat. But you also bring back Leanna Patch. Dynamic tandem with her, Lee inside the circle and Pat's behind the dish. And there's a first pitch called strike on the inside corner. The seniors on the roster, or correction, not Leanna Patch, Abby Patch she'll bring back. And then Marissa Carey, Summer Wyatt, also seniors as well. There's a bunt that's put down to the right side, fielded by Patch over to first in time for the outs. Another beautiful defensive play by the catcher. And Leanna Patch. Another 3-up and 3-down frame for Danny Lee. To the bottom of the third we go. All Bulldogs in the state title game. They lead it 6-0.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Back here on Care 93.7 FM, Neil Weiland, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you in Pratt, the McLeod Bulldogs, trying to win their second straight softball championship in Class 2-1A. They have a 6-0 lead on Cedar Vale Dexter as we go to the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Abby Patch, Charlie Coffin, and Crescenda Bandel, 8-9-1 in the Coach Patterson-led order here in the home third. Davidson back to work. Bump put down, but foul. No balls and one strike. Abby Patch struck out in her first at bat. Malone Senior, the other senior I forgot to mention, last inning for McLeod, Elizabeth Sabelka as well. So four seniors on this roster. Here's an 0-1. Bunt popped up in the air, and Davidson runs in to make the catch for the out. Nice play by Davidson outside the circle. Another first out in the bottom of the third, and here's Charlie Coffin. The Cedar Vale team, 24-3. McLeod at 27-2. These are the top two seeds in this tournament. Ground ball left side. Tough play. Throw is in time. Nicely done by Bragg to get a speedy Coffin for out number two. So two up and two down. To the top of the order with Crescenda Bandel. Grounded out to short in her first AB. Walked and scored in her second AB. And bats here for a third time in as many innings. Nobody on, two outs, infield in. Bats from the left side, shows bunt, flaps it down, but it goes right to Davidson, who makes the easy play, not in a good spot on the bunt attempt. So Davidson comes back strong, and the first time today, McLeod goes scoreless in the game. But still 6-0 Bulldogs. We head to the fourth here on Care 93.7.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Sending a McLeod softball powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 for more information. State title game here in Pratt. All Bulldogs so far. 6-0 over Cedar Vale Dexter. As we start the fourth inning, another ball into the stands. Foul ball attempts. It's Davidson to lead things off. Reached on an error in her first at bats. She'll be followed by Graham and then Bragg. Against what's probably going to be, next pitch called strike 0-2, what's probably going to be a now two-time player of the year and probably first-time pitcher of the year. And if she doesn't win both in Danny Lee, it would be a travesty. There's another foul ball. Good swing by Davidson, keeping it alive at 0-2. The Spartans had a runner on first with two outs in the first, couldn't get nothing going. They got a runner to third with one out in the second. And then Lee struck out back-to-back batters, and then Lee three up, three down in the last inning. Another foul ball, slicing out of play to the right side. Stays 0-2 here on Zoe Davidson. Arguably the two best pitchers entering this tournament, statistically, with Davidson and Danny Lee. Lee has struck out six, and a little high chopper. Fielded, carried, a first, in time. Davidson good speed, but carry with a dart with Sedalka for the first out. Here's Graham, strikeout victim in the first. Batting for a second time against Lee. Mentioning six strikeouts in the game for Lee. The season total, 282. From the right side, wearing jersey number 26, Graham swings and whiffs at the first pitch. A high fastball for strike one. Lee sets, middle of the rubber with the right foot, swings the right hand through, hard ground ball left side, Vandell fields, throws, and in time. Another beautiful defensive effort, this time by the shortstop, Crescenda Vandell, two up and two down. Well, you got to credit Spartans team against Lee. They are putting some good balls in play, but this is a very good defensive team behind Lee. Popped up and foul out of play as Kylie Bragg steps in with two outs and nobody on. And it's 0-1. Lee and Pats have such a good rapport throughout their career. There's a ground ball to the left side, but foul. And Bragg is down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Bragg was hit by a pitch in her first at bat. Couldn't imagine that felt too good on an inside fastball that ran in and caught the outside portion of the left leg. 0-2 by Danny Lee. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Number 7 in the game. Number 283 on the season. 6-0 McLeod here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Sending a McLeod softball powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, all McLeod here in the state championship so far. 6-0 is their lead on Cedarvale Dexter. 2 in the first and 4 in the second. Davidson back to work inside the circle for the Spartans. Summer Wyatt steps in, takes the pitch low and outside for ball one. Wyatt, a big-time championship game. The senior 2-for-2, two singles, an RBI, and two runs scored. 1-0 by Davidson, swing and a miss. Makes it one ball and one strike. Look, I always appreciate the fans in situations like this where they bring out the dogs. I'd pet them all if I could, but not within striking distance. There's a swing and a foul tip off the mask of Brown, and it's one ball and two strikes. Lee will follow. Carry after that. two, three, and four in the Bulldogs lineup. Trying to win number 28 on the year, which would be a second consecutive state title. Pitch was high, and we're evened up. Two balls and two strikes. The wind continues to blow in from right, pushing it in towards that third base line and dugout. And a 2-2 high and away. Count runs full at three balls and two strikes. And Davidson trying to at least get the first out of the inning. Oh, and they say a check swing. Ball kicks away. It's going to be a strikeout. Quick play by Brown to get it down to Vogel. Wyatt strikes out, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Followed by Mara Carey and Anna Pack.
That is the fourth strikeout for Davidson. Here's Danny Lee. Well, did they intentionally walk her? Has tied the single-season home run record with 18. And they will throw it to her. Here's the pitch. High drive, deep right field. Does it have enough? It will not. And coming in to make the catch right in front of the fence is Buxton for out number two. Just not enough. And again, the wind not helping when you hit it out to right field and maybe about 15, 20 feet away from a record. But out number two. And here's Marissa Carey. Carey walked in the first and struck out in the second. Two outs, nobody on, 6-0 McLeod. Good pitch there by Davidson, swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. No balls and one strike. Davidson trying to retire the side in order for a second straight inning. Ground ball, and she's going to do just that. She'll field herself and throw to first in time. So she has retired six in a row. But speaking of six, that's the lead for McLeod. 6-0 our score. It's the state championship. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
McLeod softball here on KAIR, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, McLeod 6, Cedar Vale, Dexter, nothing. Top of the fifth inning we go here in the state championship game in Pratt. Danny Lee back to work, and a swing and a miss by Micah Brown. The catcher 0-for-1 with a strikeout. And no balls and one strike. Hedgecock and Buxton will follow. Seven strikeouts in the game for Danny Lee. 283 on the season. Shows bunt, runs inside, and just missing. One ball and one strike. Good job by Brown to get the bat back in time. Carey at third, Vandell at short, Larson at second, Sabelka at first. Abby Patson left, Wyatt center, Coffin in right, Leanna Pats the catcher. 1-1, chopper to the left side, foul. And it's one ball and two strikes. Now credit the Spartans, especially Zoe Davidson inside the circle after the six runs through the first two. She has gotten the Bulldogs down in order in each of the last two frames. But they have not been able to do anything against Danny Lee. Neither has anybody else. There's a little looper to the left side and running into foul territory to make the catch is Carey at third. And there's the first out. That will bring up Bailey Hitchcock, the left fielder, 0-1 with a strikeout.
Number 22, Bailey.
And here comes Ballard Patterson. We'll have a chat with his team inside the circle. I'll tell you what, it is always a good time chatting with Ballard Patterson. He is just such a kind soul, and I know how much his teams each and every year mean to him. And last year, the win in the state championship, such an emotional one for him, and has a chance to go back-to-back. A near 89% win percentage in his career. 341 wins in his coaching career to just 46 losses. Back to work after the short meeting, and Hitchcock a swing and a miss for strike number one. Bulldogs a 6-0 lead, looking to repeat. Bunt shown and put down but foul. Top of the netting, and Hitchcock behind at 0-2. So right now, Hitchcock looking down the third baseline, getting a call from the coach. Checks the wristband on the left wrist. Steps back in from the right side. Will show bunt 0-2, but pulls back and will swing and miss. Not quite sure when you have someone throwing as fast as Danny Lee why you would hesitate and show bunt and then try to pull back and swing. You just do not have enough time. Strikeout number 8 and 284 on the season for Danny Lee. Two outs. That'll bring up Caitlin Buxton, the right fielder. First pitch is fouled away. So hard to catch up to that fastball. And it's no balls and one strike. Lee has not given up a base runner since the beginning of the second inning when she hit a batter. There's a swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2. Six nothing Bulldogs here in the away fifth. Trying to repeat as the state champs and in a great spot with Lee inside the circle. There's a good swing, but it's sliced out of play. Over the fence, foul. And it stays 0-2 here to Caitlin Buxton, the right fielder. Buxton had a 133 average. Didn't play a ton throughout the regular season. A big opportunity against the best in the state. Here's an 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the frame. Strikeout number 9 for Danny Lee in 285 on the season. 6-0 McLeod. We head to the home fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
McLeod Softball on Care, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. State championship game coming down the home stretch here in Pratt. McLeod looking to repeat, and they have a 6-0 lead on Cedarvale. Dexter as they bat here in the home fifth. Leanna Pats, Leanna Larson, and Elizabeth Sedelka, two up for McLeod, facing Zoe Davidson. McLeod 2 in the first and 4 in the second. First pitch by Davidson upstairs. For ball 1. Leanna Pats got it going in the first with a 2-run double. added an RBI single in the second, so two for two with three driven in the state title game. Next pitch in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Looking down the third base line, steps back in and gathers. Davidson spins it in the glove and fires. Ground ball but foul. And it's two balls and one strike. It has been a favorable day weather-wise. The only negative has been that kind of heavy breeze. But it feels nice when you're in the shade. Davidson's 2-1 is a little bit high. Three balls and one strike. Spartans are running out of time. And we'll have two more bats with 6 outs to spare, and they're down six. Another hard shot to the left side, but again foul. And the count's full, 3-2. Davidson has struck out 4. Has a chance here, but the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Pats, who has driven in half of the team's runs in the championship game today. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball 4. Leadoff walk, and Pats on for a third time here in the title game. Here's Leanna Larson, 0 for 1, a strikeout and a walk. Pats at first base with nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. These are the top two seeds in this 18 field. She will show bunt, puts it down, but foul to the left side. It's 0-1. The top four seeds all won the first round games. And the three seed beat the four seed with Onega over Inman in the consolation game. So if you look at it from that aspect, all the favorites, quote unquote, have won in this tournament. There's a shot to left field and a base hit for Leanna Larson. That's stopping at second and the first hit of this championship game for Larson, and has reached out for a second time. So two on and nobody out. Here is Elizabeth Sapelka, who has walked and scored and has also struck out. Now a chance to add to a 6-run lead with two on and nobody out. Puts the bunt down beautifully. Off the glove of Davidson, and she can't make a play. Even if she fields it cleanly, she'll have to turn, come back across her body, and make a long throw. I just don't think it's going to get Sabelka there. It'll go down as an infield hit. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out for Abby Pats. Coach Patterson walks out and has a quick word with the left fielder and Abby Pats. And I think we may have a pitch hitter here. So Coach Patterson going to give someone else here an opportunity.
Up to bat, number 25, Taylor Edmonds.
So it's the freshman in Taylor Edmonds. We'll bat for Pats. Well, if you listen to my pregame before the first game today against Inman, he mentioned Edmonds as a freshman. He just hasn't had the opportunity because of the depth of this team, but Edmonds has hit 3 home runs. And in the state title game with her team up 6, she has the bases loaded with nobody out. Davidson's first pitch outside for a ball. So the freshman right-hander. Big opportunity to really blow it open. Next pitch, a little bit inside, and it's 2-0. A walk will score a run. So if you're Davidson, you want to make sure to try to at least make Edmonds put one in play. Here's a 2-0. In there looking all the way, shaking her head. Yes, she knew it. But she was taken all the way on 2-0. Smart. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. A little bit closed on the stance. for the right-handed freshman from the right side. Here's the pitch. And a good cut, but she sliced it away foul. And it's two balls and two strikes. Coffin on deck. Big opportunity for the freshman here in the championship. A 6-0 McLeod lead, bottom of the sixth, bases loaded, nobody out. Two balls and two strikes. Here the count and the pitch. It is hit well, but way out in front and fouls it away. Stays 2-2. Well, now we're getting to the point where the sun is slowly working its way down. And the first time in this entire tournament, me personally, has had to really kind of deal with the sun. Here's a 2-2. In there, strike three looking. Edmonds didn't like the call. It was a good location on the inside corner, and that's a big first out. Bats at third, Larson at second, Sabelka at first, one down. Here is Coffin, who has singled and scored and is also grounded out. Umpire making a check of some kind with the notebook. A little bit of a pause in the action. Again, a walk, a single, and a single. Loaded the bases with nobody out. And then Edmonds pitch hitting for Abby Patz. Strikes out looking on a 2-2 count. Now Coffin getting set to check in from the right side, or the right fielder, I should say, from the left side. And the umpire, again, still checking something and needing to get a couple more balls in the side pocket here to keep himself locked and loaded. Well, it's a heavy hill to climb if you're the Spartans, and you can't give up any more. There's a first pitch called strike to Coffin, and it's 0-1. And Davidson's been really good since the second inning. She had retired 6 in a row before giving up a leadoff walk in this inning, and then a single and a single, and then a strikeout. Little slow roller. Davidson Fields plays it home for the out. So smartly done for the second out. They get the lead run, and it stays 6-0. So Coffin at first on the fielder's choice. Larson to third. Sabelka to second. And now it's up to Crescenta Bandel. This would be monstrous if the Spartans can somehow get out of it. And there's a called strike to Bandel. It's 0-1. A ground out, a walk, a run scored, and then a ground out. So a rare 0-for-2 line with a run scored for Crescenta Bandel. Here's the pitch. Hits it well, left side, fielded, nicely done to second for the out. So, McLeod, they load the bases with nobody out, but are unable to score. 5 innings in the books, 2 to go in this state championship game. McLeod looking to repeat, they lead it 6-0.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
McLeod Softball is powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now if you call 785-362-9331 for more information. McLeod, 2 innings away from a repeat state championship. They lead Cedarvale Dexter 6-0 here in Pratt.
That's about number 2, Edie Bolt-Soltzman.
Fanny Lee back to work. 9 strikeouts in the game, 285 on the year. 6 outs away from another state title under her belt and for this team and community. First pitch, low and inside to Edie Boatman. Showed bunt, but pulled back. It's ball 1. Edie Boatman, the center fielder, number 9 in the order, followed by Gracie Webb and Jessen Vogel. Here's a 1-0 by Lee. Swings it through. Bunch shown. Popped up, but foul. And it's one ball and one strike. We'll have Saturday coverage of state track in Wichita across our networks, hourly updates, and on our website as well, mscsports.net, plus a wrap-up show once it's all done. There's a bunt put down, but foul. One ball and two strikes. So 92-1, 103-9, and 93-7, we'll have those hourly updates, 9:30 to 6:30, at the bottom of the hour, every hour. 7 to 9 roughly for a potential wrap-up show. Here's a 1-2. Popped up, so she tried to bunt again, and that's going to be an out. Now, it's always a tough play when you try to do it. But down goes Boatman for the first out. One out, nobody on. Five outs away from a state title is McLeod. Gracie Webb steps in, fouls off the first pitch. It is 0-1. Has struck out and has popped out to the catcher in Leanna Patch. She's 0-2. Nine strikeouts in the game for Danny Lee. And the pitch. Check swing. She held on and the pitch was high. It's one ball and one strike. Spartans beat St. Mary's Colgan 4-2 in the first round. Beat Onega in eight innings earlier today in their semifinal, 5-4. And to rally with two runs in the eighth, there is a nice off-speed pitch that pins in there for strike number two. Chance for another strikeout for Danny Lee. Nothing new there, but here's a pop-up. Could be a play for Pats, but just gets on top of the netting. And Webb stays alive at 1-2. McLeod beats Pratt Skyline in their opener yesterday, 15-0 in three innings. And Inman in the semifinals earlier today, 11-0 in five. Inman doing a good job just extending this potentially to a seven-inning game. Six nothing our score. Lee steps back on and a 1-2 firing. Hit very well and off the hip of Vandell, and that's going to be a hit. A long look around first for Webb. And that is the first hit allowed by Danny Lee. That was maybe the hardest ball hit off Danny Lee I have seen. That was a tough play for Vandell. Took a weird hop, ricochets off the side of the hip and out into center field. So Webb at first, one out. Here's Vogel, 0-2, a strikeout. Danny Lee's first pitch in there for a called strike. Again, not a ton of base runners in this game today for the Spartans. They had a runner reaching the first on an error. Nothing doing. They got a runner at third with one out in the second. Lee came back with back-to-back strikeouts. There's another pitch that swung on and missed to make it 0-2. And this is their first base runner since that second inning. And it's off the first hit, a sharp single. They're trying to come back with a quick strikeout. There it is, swing and a miss. And now all of a sudden coming off is Webb and gets caught in a pickle and gets thrown out at first for the DP. A strikeout throw, now double play to end it. And a chance for McLeod to add. To the bottom of the six we go. 6-0 our score here on CARE.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call All-Pro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. All-Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-7279. 4340 to learn more.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
McLeod Softball powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to find out more information. 6-0 McLeod to the bottom of the sixth. Final time to add to this lead in the state championship. They have not scored since the second inning. Davidson back to work. Here is Summer Wyatt chopping one foul to make the count 0-1. Fourth at bat for Wyatt. 2 for 3, 2 singles, an RBI, 2 runs scored, and a strikeout. Lee will follow, carry after that. Pitch by Davidson, high fly ball, shallow left field towards the line, and making the catch is Hedgecock for the first out. Well, does Lee get another opportunity? 18 home runs on the season. Tying a single-season state record. They intentionally walked her in the first inning. Then she came up with the bases loaded in the second, hit a 2-run double, and she's also thrown out to right field. Maybe on a different day, that flyout could have been a home run. She hits it well. I don't know if it's going to have enough. Right playing in front of the fence is Boatman to make the catch for the out. Put a charge into it, but probably would have landed up on front of the fence, but Boatman played it perfectly, and Lee is down for out number 2. So quickly, 2 outs. Here's Carey. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. So really credits Davidson inside the circle for the Spartans after it looked really rough early, has come back strong. Here's a grounder, left side, played a first. Is in time, so 3 up and 3 down, quick work in the bottom of the sixth. But Danny Lee back inside the circle, McLeod 3 outs from a state title. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
McLeod Softball here on KAIR. It's powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 for more information. The defending champs, 3 outs away from the repeat title. They lead it 6-0 here to the top of the seventh we go. Danny Lee will face Zoe Davidson, Kendall Graham, and Kylie Bragg. And the first pitch in the seventh inning is in there for a called strike number 1. Davidson reached on an error in the first, also is grounded out to 3rd. Spartans have been held to just 1 hit off Lee. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. An incredible run this has been for McLeod. They need 3 more outs to raise another banner in McLeod. An 0-2. Fouled away, slicing into foul territory, stays 0-2. So the championship they won last year was not just the first in softball history, but the first title in school history in any sport. And they are going on a real run right now with the potential for more maybe next year. Another foul ball. Good swing by Davidson to stay alive at 0-2. Now you bring back two All-Staters next year with Danny Lees, probably going to sweep Player of the Year and Pitcher of the Year, and then a first-team All-State selection in Crescendo Bandel. Here's a little slicer to the right side, takes a weird hop, and it's going to be a safe play at first, an infield hit. So it was Sabelka who made a play at it, even though it was in front of Larson. And then Larson fielded it cleanly, but Sabelka too far off the bag to make a play, and Davidson's on to begin the seventh. Here's Graham, 0 for 2, ground outs and a strikeout. Bulldogs, three outs away from the title. They lead it 6-0, scoring all six runs in the first two innings. There's a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. They have not had many base runners against Lee in this game. And neither is really anybody else who has played this squad. Graham steps in the DP. From the right side, the 0-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and quickly 0-2. Now, Davidson got down 0-2, fouled a couple away, and then put one in play, and was able to beat out a non-throw to first. Pretty easy to beat it out when there's no play at first. But Davidson there, nobody out, 0-2, the count on Graham. And the pitch by Lee. That is smashed, but foul. That was some heavy contact. But too far out in front, it stays 0-2. Lee with a smile. That might have been the best contact we have seen off Lee in the game tonight. But unfortunately for the Spartans, it was not a fair ball. Now, this Cedarvale team, they're going to be back. They have no seniors on this roster. There's a swing and a miss, and a strikeout for Lee. First out here in the seventh. Number 11 in the game, and number 287 on the season. Two outs away from the repeat. Here's Kylie Bragg, hit by a pitch in the second, and a strikeout in the fourth. Davidson the runner at first with one out. Lee fires. A little bit upstairs, ball one. I mentioned earlier again, the theme, it seemed, for a lot of these teams that made it out here to Pratt, fairly young rosters with not a ton of seniors. So you could see quite a few of these teams maybe back next year. Here's a chopper left side, and it bounces over Carey at third, and it's into left field for a hit. So a single by Bragg, just the third hit allowed in the game, and now two on and one out here for Micah Brown. Brown 0 for 2, has put two in play. Now Brown down to second and a pop out to first. Bulldogs leading 6-0, two outs away from the repeat championship. Well, the Spartans putting an effort together here in the top of the seventh. There's a slow roller. Lee fields underhands to third to get the lead runner for out number two. A smart play by Danny Lee. Bragg will go up to second. And Brown on the fielder's choice at first base. And now one out away for the McLeod Bulldogs. Two on, two outs, 6-0 their lead in the seventh. Danny Lee toes the slab and fires the first pitch. It is in there for a called strike against the left fielder, Bailey Hedgecock. Oh, we got a pitch hitter here. Miku Kogu is going to pitch hit here. What could be the final at bat? Next pitch, a swing and a miss. And Kogu down, no balls and two strikes, taking the spot of Hedgecock. McLeod fans on the feet. a strike away from the state title and a repeat. Two on, two outs, 0-2 count. Here on Kogu. Put on the rubber, Danny Lee. Sets at the belt and fires. It is low. Good stop there by Pats to keep it in front. One ball and two strikes. Again, the McLeod faithful on the feet here in Pratt. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. 6-0, top seven. McLeod trying to secure their second straight state championship. The swing and through. Swing and a miss. Then that'll do it. The McLeod Bulldogs do it again. Their second consecutive Class 2-1A state championship and the second title in school history as they dominate this field and beat Cedarvale Dexter in the championship by a final score of 6-0. We'll recap it when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
McLeod softball here on CARE 93.7, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tamman, Neil Weiland, a state championship once again for the McLeod Bulldogs. They defeat Cedarvale Dexter in the title game in Pratt by a final score of 6-0. The incredible run continues for this team. Their second straight state championship under head coach Ballard Patterson, and that was his 342nd win of his coaching career. Appreciate the kind words from the people sitting next to me, listening to me throughout the broadcast, but we thank them very much for those kind gestures. Well, let's let you get a glimpse of how this game settled up and settled out as all six runs for McLeod were scored in the first two innings. They got two in the first on two hits, and it was Leanna Pats who had a two RBI double, which gave the Bulldogs an early 2-0 lead, and then game really blew open in the second, and really could have been more, but credit Davidson inside the circle for the Spartans, limiting the damage to just four, as Danny Lee had a two RBI double, Summer Wyatt had an RBI single, and then Leanna Pats adding to her great state championship game with another RBI single. So it was 6-0 after two, and then Davidson really stepped down. Of course, Lee's dominance continued inside the circle. She goes the distance, seven innings, giving up three hits, and she struck out 12 and finished her junior season with 288 strikeouts will be the pitcher of the year, will be the player of the year for a second consecutive year. This McLeod team, they are 70-6 since the start of 2022. They have won four straight league championships in the NEKL, and they have now raised a second consecutive banner as it's the second state title in school history. Well, it's just so much to digest. We'll have plenty of this up later on our website, a recap, hopefully some interviews with maybe the head coach and Ballard Patterson and maybe a couple players as well to get some thoughts and recaps on just an absolutely another dominant run. They do not give up a run at all in the state tournament. They win 15-0 in the first round over Pratt Skyline in three innings. They beat Inman in the semifinals to start today's action 11-0. That one went five innings. They do go the distance here, but a 6-0 win over Cedarvale Dexter as the Spartans will end as the two seed again. Gave up a great fight. Davidson was great inside the circle after the first, but just not enough. Couldn't get much going against Danny Lee. 24-4, the final record for Cedarvale Dexter and for McLeod. They will finish 28-2. And the state champions once again. Shout out to this McLeod senior class, Leanna Patz, Marissa Carey, Summer Wyatt, and Elizabeth Sabelka. But you are going to bring back Danny Lee. She is only a junior. Abby Patz also coming back. You look at some other pieces coming back in this lineup. Leanna Larson, Crescenda Bandel, who's going to be a first-team All-State selection again for a second consecutive year. They will be the favorite once again to win a third straight state championship. Well, I'll be in Wichita tomorrow helping out Jared Sleppy and everybody out there for state track coverage, hourly updates on 103.9, 92.1, and right here on 93.7 FM as well. Hourly updates 9:30 to 6:30, roughly a recap show from about 7 to 9, but go to MSCSports.net. Jared's got you taken care of with all the first day coverage there. Check out all the results and such as well. Also, shout out TVL favorite, the Onega Buffaloes, who won third place in this tournament, defeating Inman in the third place game right before this one. It was a 10-3 final for the Buffaloes, their best season in school history, but there is not a team in the state that could touch what McLeod was putting out. That'll do it for us here in Pratt. Appreciate everyone helping out. Neil Weiland, long day for him. Hopefully he's got some fun plans for the holiday weekend. You as well. It's Memorial Day. Beautiful weather. Take advantage. And I know for McLeod and all the fans and players and coaches, they will be celebrating once again. You're back-to-back 2-1A softball state champions, the McLeod Bulldogs, beating Cedarvale Dexter 6-0 here in Pratt in the championship game. For Neil Weiland, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for hanging with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.